Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
As I look back recently, and I probably can go back to the Seattle game, that might be the last game you guys played that you weren't happy with. Starting with Vancouver, it seems like you've put together six pretty good games. You've won four of them, but the two you lost, you had 151 shot attempts, and you lost by basically a goal, some empty netters. So as you look at the last six games, where have you seen improvement in this hockey team?
I think we're playing, you know, better team game. You know, and we're playing a full 60 minutes. I feel like a lot of the games in the first half of the season, we'd play good for one or two periods a game, and then we'd take our foot off the gas, and we were losing a lot of our leads and games. So I think we've been doing a better job at that, and I just think playing a simple game, and I think when our team plays really good, we're one of the best teams in the league. And it's pretty evident when you see other guys talk about it from other teams saying that we're better than we should be. I'm talking about Marchand, but, you know, we should be so good. I think when we play good, like I said, we're one of the best teams, and we're so hard to play against. But I think we just got to find that consistency, and I think that's been pretty evident in the last six.
One thing I saw that was different in the last two games, we go back to Nashville, you had a 2-0 lead, you lost the lead, but you came back and won the game late. It didn't go into a panic or sit back or let them come at you type of a thing. And then same thing in the last game. They didn't come all the way back, but you had a 4-1 lead. They got to 4-3. Then you guys killed two penalties, do a great job with it, kind of went for it type of an attitude. Is that where maybe the attitude's changed a little bit? Is you're more, let's go for it instead of, this is happening?
Yeah, for sure. I think bad things happen when you sit back, and I feel like that's a lot of times when we lose a lead and end up losing the game, that's what we would do. I would see the bench get a little flat, and you know, there's kind of just no response when they score a goal. But I think we've kind of learned our lesson a little bit, and you know, if they do come back and tie the game or take the lead, I feel like we've been pretty good at you know, staying right on pace and you know, getting back in the game. But I think that's an important thing. When you get up a goal, you can't sit back. You got to keep playing, and you know, that's why you're up goals. You're playing well, so just keep doing the same things that got you there.
To win that game, you had to kill two late penalties to do it. What went well in those penalty kills? Because as I thought about those kills, they didn't really get any great opportunities, even come close to scoring. What went well in those kills that were able to help you win the hockey game?
Yeah, well, first off, that's a pretty good power play. I think they're, you know, top of the league. So we obviously had a big challenge ahead of us that game, but I think when we're aggressive on the penalty kill, I think that's when we're at our best. You know, the more you sit back on the PK and, you know, let them have space and create more plays, I feel like that's where you kind of get in trouble a little bit. But, you know, any bouncing pucks or after shots, if you can be aggressive and, you know, we call it three-point pressure. You pressure the three guys so he has no passing outlets. I feel like that's the best way to do it. And, you know, we've been pretty good at not letting them get in our zone and get set up. And I feel like that kills, you know, 20, 30 seconds. So that's a big part of it. And I think we've, you know, gotten better, and our PK has been pretty top-notch recently.
Columbus had to overcome the worst adversity you'd ever have to overcome, and they've been able to do it. They're actually in a playoff position now. What do you see as you prepare for the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, I think they're just finding ways to win games. You know, I watch a lot of their highlights, and obviously, you know, they got some really good players in Werenski and Fantilli, and, you know, the list kind of goes on for them. But they're a good team. They're obviously battling some injuries, and like you said, they've had some adversity this year. But they've, you know, they found a way, and they're finding a way to win games. They beat us last time when we went to their building, so I think we owe them a little revenge, and, you know, it should be a good game tonight.